this coming year, no, 2017, it'll be 10 years in existence. Started from an idea, just like we're doing here. And it became reality just by having the right people in the right places doing the right thing. Anyway, this song is called Ko Makamai.
Tell your story now?
Sure.
Thank you.
Aloha again. My name is Kyoki Cortez. I was born and raised on the island of Oahu, on the North Shore, grew up there. Been active in all things that pertain to the islands for a very long time. I was what they call an activist. At the time, I was 14 years old, and I was part of the water rights activities going on, the lands, all of these things. Then I got scoldings by my kupuna because I was getting too active, and this was at a time when that wasn't the cool thing to do, right? So anyway, so I stepped away. And I started raising a family, so on and so forth. Back in 92, I moved here to the Big Island. Grandfather grew up in Makalavena until the place was hit by a tidal wave and they had to relocate the whole village. It was a fishing village at that time. Thank you, Nigel, for having me on board. Basically, I have a deep connection to, in particular, the Honaunabe, being from the Ke'awe line. A lot of my ancestors were put to rest in that area. I started working in 92 with troubled youth down there at the bay. It was called Hale Oho Oponopono. And we were using the old cultural ways of giving these kids an opportunity to know who they really are as Hawaiian, Pohoi. And then it transitioned into a preschool for the young kids. And I still continued to work there for a while. And during that time, I noticed every day I would come, you know, go there, and every morning, and the Naya would be swimming in the bay. And at that time, I mean, you couldn't count because there was so much Naya in the bay. I was taught from a young age that, from my uncles, we're fishermen, right? And they told me that stories were from ancient times that the Naya are an ocean tribe. They come from the ocean. They're an ocean tribe. Just like we are land tribes, they are ocean tribes. And they have the same rights and respect as us land dwellers, you know. Same rights as we have. It's something that I practice today. Naya have working relations and symbiotic relations with not only the ocean dwellers, but with us as well. And that's a good thing because they're very intelligent. I often think more intelligent than I am, and I would agree. The fishermen out on the ocean, the deep sea fishermen, they know that when Naya are around, the dolphins are around, the yellowfin tuna are close by. That's why a lot of times when these huge fishing boats are out there with their nets, they catch a lot of Naya along with the tuna because they're symbiotic. They the Naya put all, herd the schools of fish together, and then the ahi go underneath and feed along with the Naya, and then the ahi also protects them because they warn them of predators. As you see in any school of fish, if you look, you throw something into the school, they'll just run. So that's the warning to the Naya that predators are close by. Same can be said from the Naya and us as fishermen. It's the same thing. You know, they people often confuse and think that the Naya are, you know, taking all their fish, and that's not it at all. They're just doing what they naturally do. In the bay, the Naya are in a rest period. I'm sure everybody knows this, right? They're in a rest period. Half of their hemisphere is sleeping while the other half is, they're tending to the young, tending to their own ohana as we do, land dwellers. In 2003, I was blessed to be one of the few chosen to rebuild the Hale Oke'awe Temple, which came out of nowhere because I didn't ask for the position, but somehow I was blessed to go over there and rebuild the temple. We had to pull it down, all the way down, and went through protocol up in the mountains, gathered all the necessary things we needed to rebuild it. And that was quite an experience, being that it was part of my family lineage. From 92 to 2004, there were tons of night out in the bay every day. I mean, you could almost set your watch to when they would come in. That's how amazing it was. And it was a sight to see. At that time, I also noticed the influx of more and more people coming to the area. I understand that, you know, it's a great snorkeling area. I understand that. What the night I like about that place in particular is it goes from 10 feet all the way to 100 plus feet deep. And so they feel protected in there. As I visit today, I notice the decline from 2004 until now. The decline is amazing. But it's not for me to decide if it had anything to do with the influx of more tourists and whatever divers over there. It's not for me to say. All I know is what I know as passed down to me from my uncles and other fishermen. And, you know, I don't swim with them. I don't swim with the dolphins. They come up to meet me. That's the kuleana, right? It's not mine. I don't go after them. They, again, because of the respect that I have for them, it's not to say that anybody can or cannot. That's up to each individual. So basically, that's about all I have to share. It's a cultural thing, and, you know, they're a part of this Aina. We are, the Aina to us is Ohana, because without it, we do not exist. So too with the Kai, the sea. Without it, we do not exist. I'm really concerned about what happened in Japan, about all this radiation coming down. I don't know what it's going to do to our environment, but I'm really concerned about that. But that's another time, another place. But anyway, I just wanted to say thanks for listening, and hopefully we can find a good solution to what we're trying to work on. Thank you. Mahalo.